Today is Monday, the 23rd of June, in the 12th week of Ordinary Time.
Listen, God, please pay attention. Can you make sense of all my groans and my cries? Listen, God, I need your help. Every morning you hear me at it again. Every morning I lay out the pieces of my
Davy, with the porter's gate, sings Psalm 5.
Listen, God, please pay attention. Can you make sense of all my groans and my cries? Listen, God, I need your help. Every morning of my life on your altar. Every morning I lay out the pieces of my life on your altar and watch for fire to descend. Oh, I watch for fire.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
I watch for fire to descend.
Do not judge, so that you may not be judged. For with the judgment you make, you will be judged. And the measure you give will be the measure you get. Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but do not notice the log in your own eye? Or how can you say to your neighbor, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," while the log is in your own eye? You hypocrite! First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye.
In today's passage, we may begin by reflecting on how we hear Jesus' voice as he speaks to the crowd, as he speaks to you. How do you feel as you hear these words? Perhaps you sense both challenge and compassion in his voice. take a moment to consider how this attitude might affect your relationships, your peace. What logs might Jesus be lovingly drawing your attention to? How may you bring these to Him for healing? As you listen to the passage again, ask for the grace to be gentle with others and the humility to know your own heart.
Do not judge, so that you may not be judged. For with the judgment you make, you will be judged. And the measure you give will be the measure you get. Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but do not notice the log in your own eye? Or how can you say to your neighbor, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," while the log is in your own eye? You hypocrite! First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye.
Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but do not notice the log in your own eye? Take a moment in this time of prayer to speak honestly with Jesus, opening your heart to Him, trusting in His love. Thank you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end. Amen.